Okay, Mr. Portfolio, could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Ravi Perpuli. ABC number is 295816.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on November 20th. You signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
Represent myself, Your Honor.
Okay, that is fine. I'd like to introduce you to the board. You can hear us. You won't be able to see us today, but we have in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. And Mr. Turner will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Perpuli and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Perpuli?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Perpuli, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Perpuli, I'm going to read this allegation to you from the allegation on the warrant, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll start phase one of your hearing, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 19, 2018, as directed on May 8, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision, and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Perpuli, is this true or false?
True.
It's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Perpuli's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms of and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal laser company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, Mr. Quinones, I'm sorry. Agreed, Mr. Wright, Dr. Wright. Gosh, I'm really messing this up today. Agreed, Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Now I think I got it. Okay, Mr. Perpuli, we're going to move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and we'll be right back to talk with you and ask you some questions in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Okay, Your Honor.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, Perpuli was released from ADC custody on 2/9/2018 and arrested on 10/26/2018. By Tucson PD on misdemeanor charges of driving on a suspended license and false reporting. He's returned back to ADC custody on 10/31/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 4/17/2019 with 129 abscond days. Current conviction, 2012 aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. 2013 endangerment, 1 year. 2014, misconduct involving weapons, 4 years and 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No SCG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is significant with drugs, promoting prison contraband, and possession of a communication device noted. After his return to custody on 12/7/2018, he was found guilty of a major violation for a positive urinalysis. Other arrest, 2006, DUI liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2013, DUI liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Has a GB score of D4, D5. Status of charges. Charges were dismissed on 10/26/18.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, back to you, Mr. Perpuli. We have a written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision, and it looks like you were approved to live on San Joaquin Road in Tucson. Is that correct? Did you stay there the whole time?
Excuse me?
Did you stay there the whole time you were on community supervision?
Yeah, well, most of the time.
Okay, and where else did you go? Was there other residences?
Yeah, my friend's house.
Okay, you stayed at a friend's sometime? Is this your parents' house or your house on San Joaquin Road? Is that your parents'?
No, that's my brother's.
Oh, that's your brother. Okay. It doesn't indicate who it is. It just says Papuli, and I didn't know if that was who it was. Okay, and were you working, sir?
Yes, I was, huh?
Where did you work?
At Borderland Construction.
Okay, and what kind of work were you doing there?
Underground pipeline.
Oh, underground pipeline. Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
I'm a lead man.
Okay, that's excellent. So you'll be able to get a job easily then.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Okay. And it looks like you were assigned to La Frontera, but they said you didn't need services, or what happened over there?
Yeah, they told me I didn't need services, but, I felt like I did, and I should have just, told them that I needed it.
Yeah, sometimes they won't. They test you, and they determine you're not a good candidate. Looks like you did have a positive urine, though, a positive for marijuana April 27th.
Uh-huh.
So what was going on there with that?
I got a medical card. I showed it to the parole officer and everything because I got gout.
Okay, so you have a medical marijuana card. Did your parole officer get that all approved before you used the marijuana?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So it was all approved. Okay. All right. Now, Mr. Papuli, what's this about... On December 7th, when you got back to prison, you had a major for positive UA. What was that?
Well, I was coming from the streets, I don't know. I smoked marijuana because of a medical condition.
Okay, so that was marijuana, that one was?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, sir. All right, so... What were you doing for the 129 days that you were absconded? Why didn't you call your parole officer?
Because when I went out, I was ready because I wasn't ready like to deal with whatever happened with me and my wife. Uh-huh. I'm still married. I haven't got divorced.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't ready for the change. It was a big change and. I don't know, it just made me when try to forget about her. So I started using, try to forget about my, just to not have her in my mind, my kids,
Right.
It made it easier for me, to escape that way, But,
how long were you married to her, sir?
Excuse me?
How long were you married to her?
Since 2008.
Okay.
So August.
Long time, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so what were you using? What kind of drug?
I was usually drinking alcohol.
Okay, so drinking some alcohol?
Yeah, that's the main thing that's wrong with me, I go to drinking alcohol, just it makes it easier for me to forget and,
Right. I see in the past you have had a couple of DUIs in the past.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, sir. And did you get along okay with your parole officer?
Yeah, I got along okay. I'm a really hard worker, I like working, like waking up in the morning, go to work, and then, be a family man, but this time that I got out, it wasn't the same, it was been almost four years, and...
Right.
Yeah, okay. It was kind of hard for me,
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question for Mr. Papuli? Okay, so we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of that you'd like the board to consider?
If you guys could give me another chance, you guys could put me through classes, programs, a little rehab, something better than just being here, Here is just the same, If you guys could put me through a little rehab or something, I would appreciate it,
Okay, sir, thank you for your statement.
Yeah, okay.
The board's been doing the discussion. And we do our discussion in public, so we just ask that you stay on the phone and just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Okay, sir, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Papuli got out and was doing okay for a little while, but then he unfortunately absconded for 129 days and lost touch with his parole officer, who he says he got along with okay. I am not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision for that reason, but I would listen to any input of fellow board members. And seeing no input, I'm going to make a motion then based on information of warrant 2018 W2115, our conversation with Mr. Papuli, and information from Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Papuli was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by responding for 129 days.
Second.
Agreed.
Right, motion by myself, seconded Dr. Lloyd. Agreed, Mr. Neal, Mr. Kanyamas. Okay, back to you, Mr. Papuli. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing you with a release date right now of April 17th of 2019, sir. So just a little over 4 months to go, between four and five months. So, sir, we wish you the best. Use this time to make a good plan so that when you're released, you have a solid plan to work from, and maybe get some things resolved with where you're going to live and all of that. So we wish you the best, and would you please give the phone back to the CO3? This will conclude your hearing, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good day. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you.